You're listening to a violin technique called the chop. This bow-to-strings technique has only been around for about 50 years. WBUR's Amelia Mason has a story this morning on how this odd little noise took the fiddle-playing world by storm and has changed how the violin is played.
So you can get some nice kind of ska rhythms going. Basically what we're getting here, we're modeling the hi-hat and snare of a drum kit.
That's Daryl Anger. He's a fiddle player, one of the best in the world. I've caught him at his soon-to-be former home in Arlington as he prepares to move back to his home state of California. Right now, he's in full professor mode, keeping a running commentary as he demonstrates a technique that he's become known for, the chop.
It's like almost like the point of the shovel going into the dirt or something. The bow comes down, sits on the string, and then you get another sound by kind of bringing the bow back up off the string. Thusly.
Anger makes the chop look simple, but that small sound has kind of defined his career. In 1985, he co-founded a group called the Turtle Island String Quartet in San Francisco.
We wanted to do everything. We wanted to, you know, in the context of a string quartet, we wanted to prove that string quartet was capable of any kind of music, you know, even contemporary music. And so the chop became, you know, the drums and bass and rhythm guitar.
In the 80s, Anger developed the chop into a really versatile rhythmic tool. Today, it's everywhere, in bluegrass, jazz, even Celtic music. When I was learning to play the fiddle as a teenager in the early 2000s, chopping was huge. Since then, I've wanted to know, how'd this happen? How did musicians figure out a totally new way of playing an instrument that's been around for centuries? To answer that, you have to start with the guy who taught Anger to chop in the first place.
My name is Richard Green, and I'm the infamous inventor of the chop, which is now utilized by virtually millions of fiddlers around the planet. And obviously, I'm a little bit proud of that.
Richard Green is a fiddle player from Los Angeles. He got one of his first gigs back in 1966 with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. But Green says he wasn't very good at the fiddle. He kept rushing the music. So Monroe told him to stick with rhythm, which was hard to keep up for very long.
So I dropped the bow on the near the frog as a way of just resting my painful wrist and arm. And then when I would lift the bow up, there was a free sound, the pinch on the string. So that was how it began. Drop the bow and pinch, and it takes no energy whatsoever. The mother of this invention was pain and laziness.
After his stint with the Bluegrass Boys, Green helped found a band called Sea Train, and that's where he began incorporating the chop into more complex bowing patterns. Daryl Anger remembers seeing the band in the early 70s.
He was using it as sort of this bravura kind of solo thing. Like, the band would stop, and he'd like go crazy, and he'd chop all over the place. And it was great. And then the band would come back in, and people would scream and, you know, just do whatever it is people do when they're in ecstasy. And I was in ecstasy. It was amazing. It was like it changed my life, you know.
Pretty soon, Anger was using the chop in his own music, and he started teaching it to people, who taught it to their friends. By the 2000s, the chop was a full-blown phenomenon. It had a huge presence in Boston and traveled from the States to Canada and Europe. But it was also sort of a hot-button issue. Some musicians thought it was too modern. Others found it showy and obnoxious. But chop inventor Richard Green says it's really just part of a trend in acoustic music toward experimentation and, well, noise.
The world of noise is now added to the world of musical instruments. It's great to add noise to fiddle, to the violin. It's a great thing. It gives it some life, gives it some grit.
It's bluegrass night at the Cantab in Cambridge on a recent Tuesday. Things are winding down, and people are milling around in the half-lit bar. Fiddler Patrick McGonigal has just finished playing.
I was chopping. I was doing two different types of chop.
McGonigal says when he first learned how to chop, he used it all the time. But that started to get old.
Daryl Anger had a great quote once, which was, teaching people to chop is like giving people a knife. It's a very useful tool, but it's also very dangerous if used improperly. And I feel like that's kind of how I think about the chop.
Do you think it's here to stay?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Maybe the chop is the auto-tune of the string world. For a while, it was all the rage, and you either loved it or hated it. And now, like electric guitars and synthesizers and holograms of dead pop stars, it's just part of the landscape, like it's been here all along. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.